Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham joining us on the line now. Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Perk, what'd you think about the Rockets trading Capella basically for Robert Covington?
Hey, how y'all doing today, fellas? Appreciate y'all having me on. To me, I think, in my opinion.
We'll get Kendrick Perkins back on the line a little bit. That's what you call a tease in the radio industry. For me, I think, hang up, call back in a couple of minutes,
that's
and
right.
Really tell you how you feel.
That's right. You better come out with some fireworks, Perk. Excuse Perk on that one right there. Look, I looked up at the TV a while ago, and he was on the TV set talking about this particular trade and talking about some different moves around the NBA. And I must say, I greatly appreciated the camo jacket, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of camo jacket.
Yeah, he's a big old boy now. But the camo jacket up there talking about Clint Capella. But look, I mean, JB, when you talk about the move, I mean, there's several facets to this move, you know, to this trade. And I don't know if that's the way it is always with you know, franchises that are on the cusp of or are in the conversation of the top, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 teams in the league, if that's always the case. But there's so many different facets to this move and this trade with Clint Capella at this time of the year for the Houston Rockets and what the next couple of months in the season look like. This is an interesting conversation.
Well, Kendrick Perkins joining us again, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Perfect tease, Kendrick. I think that was the best way to do it. So you were telling us about your thoughts on this Rockets trade.
Well, absolutely. I think, in my opinion, it wasn't a great trade for the Rockets, but it wasn't a horrible trade. To me, it was a good trade. You look at Robert Covington, he's an underrated defender. He's a knockdown three-point shooter. And what the Rockets is basically saying is, and they have to, I mean, it's proof in the pudding that, hey, we're awful defensively even when Clint's on the court. So, you know, let's just do it our way and let the chips fall where they may. And I actually applaud them because when you look at this Rockets team offensively and they go five guards and spread them out around and spread five guards and wing players around the three-point line, and you're able to go ISO basketball and you're trying to contain James Harden, Russell Westbrook one-on-one, first of all, you can't contain them anyway. So once they get past the first line of defense, it's no second line of defense there to even challenge them at the rim because everyone is spaced out. And I think offensively, the Rockets already are number one in pace in the entire league. And I think offensively, they're about to go to another level. Now, when you look at the defensive end of the situation, rebounding might become a problem, but people keep saying, oh, you need a center. But when you think about the NBA, especially in the Western Conference, it's only two guys that you're able to throw the ball down there and they go get a bucket at the center position, and that's Jokic, and that's Anthony Davis. Other than that, it's not like you have to have a post defender down there. Now, the problem is that rebounding is going to become an issue. Hopefully, I got a lot of faith in my guy Tyson Chandler that they maybe could squeeze him in 15 to 20 minutes a game and come in and impact the game and do his role to help the Rockets win. But, you know, I didn't think it was a terrible move. And I also think that they did Clint Capella a favor because they sent him to a beautiful situation with a rising superstar, Trae Young, and I think those two together is going to be something special. I would be very disappointed in Clint if he don't make a few All-Star games with the Atlanta Hawks.
Hey, I hope you're right about Tyson Chandler, because I've been to a few games, and my man is, look, he's kicked back with his toes up, and he ain't even thinking about getting off the bench right now. I'm a big fan of Tyson. I hope they're load managing him for the playoffs, man.
Yeah, me too. But I think he'll be fine, man. I mean, Tyson is he's a champion. He's been around the league for 19 years, and he still has the athleticism. You want to keep him ready for the postseason just in case they need him for 15 to 20 minutes. But to me, I love what the Rockets are doing. They're switching it up. They're saying, hey, we're going to see if you're able to stop this. And guess what's going to happen? If the Rockets get in the first round of playoffs and say game one, they jump out on the team 15-0. You know what the opposing team is going to do? They're going to adjust to the Rockets and say, hold on, we got to go small too. And that's what the Rockets' plans are when they do this. So, hey, I'm excited to see how this is going to act. They got two big tests coming up with the Lakers and the Jazz. So I'm excited and intrigued to see what's going to happen.
Perk, I applaud the Rockets, man. I think it would be very easy for them to sit there and go, man, we got a walk-in double-double, a potential 2020 in Capella, and we're just going to ride this thing out and see what happens. But the sense of urgency to go, you know what, we don't feel like this is going to get us where we want to go in the West, and so we're going to make some moves at the last minute. And two, their ability to go get the guy that they've been flirting with and they've been known to have targeted that they're going to go get. I just applaud them for both of those. Operating with a sense of urgency and getting and hitting the target that they've been aimed at for a while.
Absolutely. And don't mention this, save themselves some money.
Yeah, hey, speaking of that, Perk, I mean, right now they got a little over $5 million to play with. You see them making some moves before, what is it, tomorrow at 2? Before tomorrow at 2 with maybe a center or another piece of the pie?
Well, you know what? I see them testing the buyout market. And when you test the buyout market, you could see them possibly picking up a Jeff Green who's low risk but high reward, you know, because they want to play small. So how about try to go get a Jeff Green that's not going to cost you much? And, you know, you never know. You never know with Daryl Morey. He's not finished. I guarantee you that.
Kendrick Perkins is our guest. Been over a decade in the NBA, champion in the NBA Finals as well. Perk, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of having to defend this small ball Rockets lineup that they could throw at you. You being a center in the league, Rockets throwing basically 5 3-point shooters on the floor at the same time. What kind of bind does that put you, the center, in?
It puts you in a bad bind because your center is either going to be forced to guard Covington or P.J. Tucker, who's going to be spaced out on the three-point line. So now you're taking them away from the basket. It's not like college where a center could sit in the paint. You have defensive 3 seconds. So if guys are not cutting, the center got to get out of the paint, and he got to guard the three-point line. So that puts you as a center. That really takes you out the game, unless you're dominating on the other end and getting offensive rebounds and killing. Defensively, you instantly become a liability unless you're a guy like Anthony Davis. But what the Rockets are saying, hey, I got the best scorer in the league today in James Harden, and I got the most dynamic point guard, most athletic point guard that no one could stop one-on-one from getting to the basket. And we're going to space you out, and good luck to you guys. And to me, that's a hell of a game plan.
What do you think of the adjustment, Perk? That, and I'm no fool. I know that James Harden's been eating double teams hell since he was in junior high. I'm not acting like it's the first time that he's been doubled. But I've watched teams this year. Started with Denver. I believe Denver was the team early in the year when it really. I mean, the announcers were talking about how they were doubling him at before he got over half court, getting the ball out of his hands. How much do you think that this move in particular will help dealing with those double teams and will work against teams that try to take it out of Harden's hands early?
It works to the Rockets' advantage because now they can't do it. Because think about this. You could have a lineup. The Rockets could possibly have a lineup out there that consists of Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Eric Gordon, P.J. Tucker, and Robert Covington. Where are you going to trap from? If you trap off of Russ, they're going to hit Russ, and he's going straight to the paint. I mean, like, you have Eric Gordon, same way, a playmaker. You can even throw Austin Rivers in there, who's becoming a pretty good ISO player. And that's what it is. So it's like, pick your poison. I'm gonna ride with my two former MVPs and James and Russ, and I want to see y'all match up with this. And it's going to be a headache. It's going to be a headache for the NBA. Am I saying they're going to win the title? No, but I'm telling you, it's going to be fun to watch, and it's going to put a lot of other teams on their heels.
Hey, let's switch gears back to the other end of the floor, and you alluded to this earlier, Perk, but what is the two teams that you – because here's the deal, man. When Golden State was the standard and now L.A. And L.A. and Milwaukee and all these teams are the standard right now as we sit today, I just – when you get to a certain level, which the Rockets have gotten, let's compare them to those guys. So when you mentioned earlier that the two bigs that Denver and L.A. are two teams that are still playing with two bigs that are back to the basket, can do some different things in the paint – Rockets are playing those teams. How do they defend and how do they stand up versus those particular lineups and those particular approaches?
Well, what you do is you either front them, you either try to front them, or you wait till they get the ball, you give an aggressive trap, and you get the ball out of their hands. And then one thing about the NBA is that guys get frustrated. So just like James Harden was getting frustrated when guys were trapping him, if you send a trap to Anthony Davis, he going to get frustrated. And sooner or later, they going to go away from the post-ups. If you send a trap at Jokic, sooner or later, he's shown, I'll go away from the post-ups and I'll start shooting threes and outside jumpers. So, to me, the Rockets just got to make sure they have the right game plan and the right defensive schemes that if they happen to match up with those two studs in the playoffs, that they're willing, that they're on pace, on, you know, on they're on one accord to get it done. And another thing, let me tell you something. The Rockets playing at that fast pace, you know what it does to a center? Not Anthony Davis, but you know what it's going to do to a Jokic? Is going to wear him out because they're going to be up and down, and it's hard for a big man to do that. See, people are not looking at that.
Hey, Perk, big boy's going to be splotchy as all get out, man. I went and watched him play the Rockets the other day, man, and my man gets red splotches on his arms about 2 minutes into the first quarter. Covington's going to have him looking like he got a bad case of poison ivy, man.
Man, they're going to be playing so fast and getting up and down, man, it's going to be hard to keep up with them. And y'all already know how, and y'all watch them. Y'all see Russell Westbrook ain't waiting on nobody.
Kendrick Perkins, good stuff as always. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good one, all right?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.